don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
That's when those blue memories.
Oh, hello, 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 and welcome to the show. Merry Christmas from Elvis. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, poor Elvis. He went in 77. I remember that day. I was a freshman in college. Oh, and he was young. He was like, what, 42? But he was mixing booze and uppers and downers. I watched that movie, Nixon and Elvis. Pretty good. I think Kevin Spacey was in it. Played Nixon. I don't think he'd be playing any more parts, Kevin Spacey. He's now on the blacklist, for sure. As are many others. Seems to be okay with politicians, though. You can be a pervert, and I mean Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's okay to be a pervert. Well known that this has been going on for years, taxpayers paying lawsuits from victims. Yes, victims. Sickening. But anyways, we're here for Christmas celebration, the whole month of December. Here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show, I'm your host, Mark Chaplin. Thank you for listening. Someone asked me today, are you related to Charlie Chaplin? And I must say, yes, I am. Not many Chaplins here in the United States, especially in the Northeast, the great Northeast here in New England area. Our six wonderful states, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. So, you know, yeah, I am, distantly. My family came from Ireland and England, as his did. And a lot of people thought he was Jewish. I think even Hitler thought that, but he's not. And he, his brother would have been my great-great-great uncle. Helped him make the movies. They started United Artists. Charlie Chaplin started that. So there was a good movie about 20 years ago. It was called Chaplin. It was a really good movie. I can't remember who played Downey. Robert Downey? Was that his name? Anyways, he's the one that was in Iron Man. He did a great job. He's done some drugs and some other crap, but he's a pretty good actor. Well, the Celtics are back on the winning streak. They beat Detroit. So I think they're now 23-4. They did 23-5, I think. They did lose to San Antonio at the buzzer. 55-year-old Ginobili hit a three. I thought that guy was going to retire. I was hoping. He needs to. He's a good player, though. He's still clutch. And the Patriots are going to be playing Monday Night Football against Miami. I'm just kind of worried Miami might get a little dirty. Those teams just don't get along. Well, what teams do? It's not like kumbaya out there. But we got a great show coming up here this whole Christmas month. You know, it's easy to do a show in the summer. You talk about summertime stuff, and you get up till Halloween, and that was really easy and fun. You talk about all the crazy Halloween stuff, the movies. And then, of course, you have Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's really fun and easy to do. The New Year, I guess we'll just talk about the New Year's. Now, all the New Year's resolutions that I never kept. And on the show, too, we're going to be doing, of course, our usual movie reviews. And I've seen a few that were supposed to be good, and they were, they're all right. And some book reviews by a couple writers from Maine. Kevin DeBacco, who's a filmmaker from the Portland area. And he wrote a book about, it's like a Bible. I'll be getting into that later. And another science fiction writer named James Graham from the Bangor Brewer area, who's wrote a book called Beyond the Grave. Some Christmas thoughts for you people to give something different for Christmas. They say that physical books are making a comeback, so that's good. You know, they also said that about vinyl and I don't think VHS is coming back, but it's still collectible. And I'll tell you the reason why. Not so much the movies, but the artwork on the boxes. Just like the old Super 8, regular 8 home movies used to buy, like Dracula and Bela Lugosi. It was the artwork. It was unreal. And the editing they did on those small films. You'd have a 10-minute film taken down from 70, 80 minutes. They did a good job. But we got a great Christmas show coming up. Santa's going to have his Christmas message for the week, or for the show. He's going to do a message every show, and we're going to hear from some celebrities. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up on the Toxic Wise S Show here on Renegade Talk Radio, your place to listen to the best in talk radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Santa Claus with my weekly message, my message on every show. Oh, all you little bastards. I mean, you little kids should be good. Or Santa ain't a coming, bitches. I always wanted to talk that. I love rap. I love rap. Santa's going to do a rap song one of these days. Well, this is Santa. My weekly message saying, everybody be good, you little sons of biatches. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And that was our showly, weekly message, whatever you want to call it, from good old Saint Nick, Santa Claus himself, ladies and gentlemen. Santa Claus himself. Oh, yeah. It's almost that time. Right now we're at the 12 days of Christmas, something like that. Well, the Patriots lost to Miami. They never play well down there. Hoping they can bounce back. We're all hoping that, all us Pats fans all over the world. In Mexico and Canada and the great Northeast. Celtics lost. Kyrie Irving didn't play, and they stunk and lost by 22 to Chicago, who was just god-awful. I think Duke could beat Chicago Bulls. I really do. Or Villanova, one of those teams, Notre Dame, somebody. But anyways, that's the updates. Looks like Roy Moore has lost in Alabama. Not that I care. 6-1, half a dozen the other. Although he was a pervert. I'm sure that he was. When so many people come forward, something's wrong. Something's wrong. But anyways, you know me and politicians, I don't like either side. So we move on to Christmas. We're going to have our Christmas theme show. And I'm going to do a book review right now. And the first book I'm going to do is a book called Beyond the Grave, written by James Graham of Bangor Brewer area. He's a really great kid. Really, he's written a lot of things and had him published. You can find this book on Amazon. Now, there have been other books and movies called Beyond the Grave, of course. You can have the same title, but it can't be about the same thing if it's copywritten. And this is something different. I won't give away the whole book. I've bought several copies and given them away for Christmas. But he's a really good young writer. His name is James Graham. That's J-A-M-E-S, Graham, G-R-A-M-H-A-M, from the Bangor Brewer area. And he's written several books, which I've been proud to buy and be a part of. And so look for that on Amazon. You can go to his, he has a Facebook page, which you can get on, James Graham, writer from Maine. And I think it should be a movie. I'd like to see it be a movie. Really good book. So look on Amazon. Go to his webpage. Go to his Facebook page, James Graham, Brewer, Maine. And follow him. And get his books for Christmas just in time. Most everybody loves sci-fi. Guys, gals, men, women. Of course, horror movies used to scare the bejesus out of me. I remember, as a kid, I got the sniffles a little bit. You know, it's that time of year. I don't have a cold, but sinuses, you know. So I remember going to the Gorgon as a kid and the Mummy, like in 1966, 67, and Dracula movies. And really, I was all brave going in, but man, I both crapped my pants in the theater, and I couldn't sleep at night. Saw The Exorcist when I was like in the 8th grade, 9th grade, and oh man, I slept with the lights on for almost a year, I think, just waiting for my bed to rise up. I'm still waiting. Hopefully it doesn't. And the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So everybody likes a good scare. Maybe too good. I don't know. So that's the first book. Like I said, Beyond the Grave, written by James Graham of Brewer, Maine. Look for it on Amazon and other sites. Go to his Facebook page, James Graham Writer, Maine. And follow him and get his books for Christmas. Now, the second book I'm going to do is called Filmmaker's Guide. And it's actually called The Real World Guide to Digital Filmmaking by Kevin B. DeBacco, a friend of mine who lives in the southeastern part of Maine by Portland. And it is like, when he said he was going to write this, I was like, oh, that's going to be cool. I thought it'd be, you know, a pamphlet. And not to insult him, but I thought, you know, we're here in Maine. It's 173 pages. It's like a Bible. And, you know, he's a realistic guy. He knows it's, you know, northeast here. We don't have the facilities. I lived in L.A. for several years on and off, so I went through that whole system. Went on 300 auditions, auditioned for voiceovers, this and that. And it's tough, man. It's tough. It's a tough business. And the reason why California became the hub of filmmaking is because when they first started making films in the early 1900s, I think The Great Train Robbery was one of the first films you see on a Nickelodeon, one of those crank things, and then they put it in a theater. I think it was 13 minutes. I remember buying that on 8mm as a kid, like in the 70s, middle 70s. And the reason why Hollywood is the mecca, of course the weather is great, if you don't count the forest fires, mudslides, and earthquakes, but the weather is great. It's just right, really. No humidity, no bugs in the summer. And I did love the weather, and I made a lot of good friends out there, many good friends, agents, producers, actors, comedians. But the reason why they started, the reason why they began there is because, of course, California had the weather, and then they had the sunlight. And to make movies, you have to have sunlight, especially when, you know, the lighting wasn't that great at the beginning. So that's why it's the hub, it's the mecca here in the world, of course, although they say India is second to none, I guess. I don't know. I've heard that. But now with, you know, HD cameras, oh man, I wish I would have had one of those as a kid. I wish I was a kid now, because my cousin and I, God rest his soul, was killed in an accident. My cousin Lloyd Folsom. We were like brothers, but I wanted to be a filmmaker when I was a kid. I wanted to make movies, and I made some, and they were bad. But I was working with, you know, a 35-year-old camera, 8mm with a spool. You had to reverse it, silent. I had a tape recorder I used with sound. You know, my dad is not Steven Spielberg. My dad is not Stephen King. My dad is not a big film producer. So I was basically on a poor guy's budget. And a roll of film was about $8 or $9 for 3 minutes. To get it developed was another $4 or $5. So I didn't have the budget. Even when I was teaching school, I used to make like little films. But the video age came a little too late for me. I did get the old VHS and the camera stuff like that, equipment. But now, man, if my cousin and I had had that digital equipment, well, the memories that I could have. And I have some on CD that I put on, and on DVD from the 8mm movies I made and the cassettes I recorded. But this book, getting back to Kevin B. DeBacco, he's a good guy. He's very smart. And I hope to work with him someday on some film projects I have in mind. But this book is like a Bible. And you can get it by going to www.keithpublications.com, or you can even look Kevin up on his Facebook page, Kevin B. DeBacco, D-I-B-A-C-C-O, of Maine. I think it's New Gloucester or Gloucester, Maine, and down by the Old Orchard Beach area, beautiful area. And you can get this on paperback, hardback. I think it's on Amazon, and of course you can buy it online. If you have, if you live in the eastern part of Maine or any part of New England, I should say, or you're in some rural backwoods area and you think, oh, I'm never getting to Hollywood. Well, maybe Hollywood can come to you. You don't really need Hollywood anymore to make a movie. If you have a great idea and you can get the money through Kickstarter and other ideas and projects, mortgage your house, I don't know. I'm going to be doing it with some TV pilots that I have coming up. I'm going to be telling you about those later. But if you're a, you know, if you want to make films, if you've been making small films, if you haven't hit it big yet, and you can go to casting pages, and I wish they had more. Everything's about inventions now, like Shark Tank and Fart Tank and all these tanks where the you know, big-time investor, Marcus Lemonis, you know, the prophet. I wish they'd come out with a show where they would help young filmmakers and TV makers with their projects, because there's a lot good out there. I mean, there's so much crap that rich guys and, you know, guys, big-time guys, big producers, they can make a movie about a fart in space, and it'll get on. Because they have the connections, and they have the money, and they have the power. But little guys with great ideas, and I've heard film reviewers say this before, you see a lot of great ideas at film festivals, cons, and other film festivals that are really good ideas. Because even if you have a great idea, you need the money to make it. I have some great ideas about high-budget movies, but I don't have the high budget to make them. I do have the low budget. I think it was Ray Harryhausen or Roger Corman. Roger Corman used to say, if you're working with a low budget, you're forced to be creative. And maybe that's a good thing. So anyways, go onto his Facebook page, too. And he's a Mainer, Southern Maine. Kevin DeBacco, Maine. New Gloucester, Maine. Or Gloucester, Maine. Either one. And you'll see he's got a lot. He has a lot of connections. He has a good agent, and hoping to team up with him myself. But if you want a guide to filmmaking, this is it. This is the Bible. And on a later show, I'm going to go over some of the ideas and topics behind it. So anyway, that's our book reviews for today. On today's show, I'm going to be doing some more because I have a cousin. Couple cousins, me and my cousin, cousin Earl. This is my remember that one. This is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl. That show, Newhart. I love that show. But anyways, I have a cousin who owns a Maine publishing company called Macabre Maine, and James Graham has written books for them too and stories. And a cousin, Peter Mark Cummings, who is actually a big time doctor and forensic scientist. And I'll tell you about their writings and their company. On a show upcoming. So that's our book review for today, and thanks for tuning here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show on Renegade Talk Radio, your choice for talk radio. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, you're an alien from outer space, wherever you are, as long as you're not evil like ISIS, we don't want them listening. Death to ISIS. All right, we got much more coming up. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, hopefully.
Ho, ho, ho. And what would you like for Christmas?
Hey, this is Dick Cheney. Tell you what I'd like for Christmas. Well, can't really tell you what I like, but, well, I'd like some new shotguns and 1,000 rounds of bullets and shells and a machine gun, a tank, a jet fighter, a nuclear submarine, what else? Well, that's about it. Can you do that, Santa?
Dick, you've been awful bad in the past shooting people, but we'll send Santa, we'll see what he can do.
Thanks, Santa Claus. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, be good for goodness sakes. We're going to have some celebrities and people calling in with what they want to ask Santa for Christmas. And looks like Dick wants an arsenal. But, yeah, be fun to stay at his house, wouldn't it, huh? But not to go hunting with him. We got much more coming up on the Toxic Wise Ass Show here on Renegade Talk Radio. So Merry Christmas and stay tuned. A couple of quick movie reviews here. The Pirates of Somalia. True story, based about a young Canadian journalist who goes over to Somalia several years ago to interview and live with the pirates of Somalia and find out what's going through their heads. Pretty good movie. I had never heard of this guy. I didn't know his story. Didn't know he went there. It all takes place around the time that the U.S. shot the pirates that were Captain Phillips. Remember him? They had him hostage. The movie Captain Phillips. Takes place around then. And it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. The other movie is called Bullethead. And it's really weird. It's got John Malkovich and Adrian Brody, who I like really. His best movie was The Pianist, true story about the piano player from Poland. And Antonio Banderas, who I think is the bumblebee that talks. You have sinus problems? I think that's him. Not sure. Sounds like him. And it's pretty good. If you love animals, though, if you love dogs, you probably won't want to watch this. And I don't really enjoy movies where children or animals get hurt. I don't. I didn't like the movie yet. I love Stephen King's work, but that's not one of them. I don't enjoy watching an 8-year-old having his arm eaten by a clown with razor-sharp, shark teeth. But it was okay. It's full of adventure. But if you're an animal lover, if you love dogs, you probably won't want to watch it. And that's our quick movie review of a couple of films that I just watched here over the past few days. So I really do recommend Pirates of Somalia. That was good. Different. The other one, Bullethead. If you're an animal lover, you probably won't want to see it. And so that's our mini movie review. I review them as I see them. And not everybody has the same taste, but that's this man's humble opinion here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin. Thanks for listening. We got much more coming up. The whole month of Christmas here in December. Christmas cheer, Christmas spirit. Merry Christmas, everybody. From the Toxic Wise Ass Show and Renegade Talk Radio.
Blunt. Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Well, in the oh no department, it looks like another personality has gone down in the PBS department. Mr. Tavis Smiley, who does a lot of interviews on PBS, is now suspended. Now, it doesn't say that he's completely done, just suspended. But my guess, he won't be back. Misconduct, sexual allegations, so forth. Oh, man, it's kind of like the Salem witch hunt of the 1600s, except it's perverts, and it's not, it's come to fruition. I mean, it's the most of these, I think, are true. Like I said, if you have mother, sister, and grandmother, daughter, how would you like them to be sexually harassed? You wouldn't. I mean, most human men, decent, wouldn't. And I was raised by my mom, pretty much, grandmother and older sister. So I have a great respect for women. And so, watch my mom. She didn't even have a license, driver's license, when she got separated, divorced. And she got her nursing license. It was a nurse right up the street. And from where we lived, we had to move. And so I watched her work hard and just can't imagine and would not like it at all if anybody did that kind of thing to her. So another one, it looks like, was going to bite the dust. Right now he's suspended, but my guess is it's going to be full time, because usually two or three come forward, and then it's 10, and it's overwhelming. And in the Alabama race, the Democrat won, beating out the accused pervert and Roy Moore. Not that it matters. I think South Park did a show, Bullshit or Horseshit, take your pick. Bullshit to me. Politicians suck. I don't like them. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. General Patton said, love your country, but never trust the government. Don't trust politicians. And I've said this 1,000 times since my show started 6 or 7 months ago, August. Now, 6-month anniversary. That I don't mind politicians getting benefits. I don't mind them getting money. I don't mind them getting perks. As long as they do their job, like the Patriots say, do your effing job. But they don't. Kids go to school hungry. They're poor. We're giving money to countries that hate us. Just, what a mess. But anyways, we are not going to stay bitter and bland and angry on this show. It's Christmas time. And I was just thinking how many Scrooge movies they made since, I think they even made a silent version of it. And there's been so many. George C. Scott and some other English actors. And Kelsey Grammer even played Scrooge, I think. So many of them have played Scrooge. Mr. Magoo even played Scrooge. Oh, Mr. Magoo, Christmas. Oh, Charlie. Oh, yeah, I love that show. But anyways, Merry Christmas and oncoming New Year. I can't believe it. I don't know where the summer went. I got to tell you the truth. We've had a couple storms here in the Great Northeast. And of course, one of those storms, the second one, between December 12th and 13th, went right up from the top of Florida all the way to Maine and into Canada, into New Brunswick, our neighbor up here, and caused some trouble, mostly flight delays and some skidding off the road and so forth. And then it started to rain. It's been a weird winter. It was a weird fall. We had some 92-degree days in September, so you never know. I guess Al Gore might be right, he might be wrong. I don't know. But anyways, Merry Christmas, and stay tuned for much more here on the Toxic Wise-Ass Show on Renegade Talk Radio, your place for talk.
Blunt. Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit.
Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kim Jong-un from North Korea, and I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you American peerless. Maybe for Christmas I give you a rocket right up your ass. Anyway, this Kim Jong-un, I love that song, Jingle Bells. Oh, remind me when we were little, I used to put firecrackers up my little brother's ass and light them. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody, from Kim Jong-un.
Oh, this is Santa, Kim Jong, and I think you've been awful bad with those rockets and bullshit, so I don't think Santa's bringing you anything.
Well, that's not fair, Santa. I'm just doing my job. I dear leader.
Oh, you're a dear dildo.
Oh, come on, Santa. Put me on a good list.
Oh, I don't think so, Kim Jong-un. You've been very bad, right, Leroy the Elf?
Oh, he's been very bad, Santa, little bastard.
Oh, you call me a little bastard. You're a little elf. You shut up.
Oh, everybody's arguing here. But anyways, Merry Christmas.
Okay, Santa, I got to say Merry Christmas. Maybe I'll be a good guy and not shoot off any more rockets.
But I probably will.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, that was Santa and Kim Jong-un arguing. So we'll have to see what happens. It doesn't look like Kim Jong's been very good this year. So he's probably not going to get anything for Christmas. Maybe Donald Trump will send him something. Anyways, the Christmas shows are on. If you get cable, you're going to be inundated with, especially the show. Now, I love this movie, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. And it's on virtually probably from Thanksgiving. You can catch it on any channel, especially at night, maybe even two or three. So it's like continuously on, even more so than The Christmas Story with Peter Billingsley. I met Peter Billingsley, the guy who was Ralphie in the movie. And he's a really nice guy. I was in Burbank, and he was staying at the Oakwood Apartments there. And I was doing comedy at the time, and he came out to play basketball. And it was funny because he went up for a shot, and someone poked his eye out. He made light of it. I think he's a filmmaker in Arizona. I got his card. But he was a really nice guy. Met a lot of people at the Oakwood Apartments. Leonardo DiCaprio was there playing basketball. Terrence DeShawn Howard was just starting out. A lot of people. Made a lot of good friends there. Anyways, this is the Toxic Wise Ass Show. And we're celebrating Christmas. Yeah, we're saying Merry Christmas. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everyone. And we're going to bring you, we brought you some book reviews and some movie reviews and some celebrity news and some celebrity guest spots. So, again, Merry Christmas. And we're going to have a Christmas theme all the way up till Christmas Day and New Year's, too. We're going to have fun. Well, everybody's waiting for the newest Star Wars movie to come out. I think it comes out the 20th or something like that. Now, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I am not. But I do watch them. I've always watched them. I've not been a big fan of Harry Potter. I've not been a big fan of The Hobbit. But I'll watch them. I'm never sure what's going on. I mean, how many stories can you have about outer space? I mean, I thought Star Trek did that all in the 60s. You know? But it's beloved, that's for sure. The Walking Dead on TV and Star Wars. Maybe they could, you know, those are big. Those are big franchises. And zombies are nothing new. I mean, I remember watching I Walked with a Zombie was made in, 1942 with Bela Lugosi, and then you had George Romero making the low-budget zombie movies, you know, Night of the Living Dead. Shot in black and white, I think, for like $15,000 or $16,000. You know, those were the pioneers. Those were the guys who started it. And space movies are really nothing new. They've been around since the 40s and 50s, you know. Buck Rogers, you know, in space, and some other shows. There was a lot. You'd be surprised. There were a great many shows. And I'm wondering, I'm seeing all these commercials with dancing going on in them. Now, if every commercial has these clowns that dance, and they look like they're having an epileptic fit, and they got ants in their underwear or something, it kind of, now I'm watching one right now where they're dancing. Fruit of the Loom. But it seems like there's so many commercials. There's the one where there's furniture, they're dancing. I guess this is the new thing, I guess, for commercials. Dancing. I don't know, it's kind of irritating. I do like it when they play cool music or a commercial is funny. I think Domino's has one that's funny where a guy comes home and he's got a pizza and he gets out of his SUV and a tree lands on it. Then he walks back with his pizza figuring, well, my car's crunched, but at least I'm going to have a hot pizza. And he trips and falls with it. The pizza goes flying into the snow. I just would have picked that pizza up and dried it off. But he goes back and gets another. That's pretty funny. But anyway, getting back to the Star Wars movies, you know, I used to collect 8mm, Super 8mm films. I had those like on 200-foot, 400-foot sound and silent. That was big, you know. But I wonder if they could cross zombies and Star Wars. Zombie Wars? Star Zombies? I don't know. If you could put those two together, you'd really have a hit. Or Hobbit Zombies in Space? That would be the trifecta, right? Three big franchises joining forces. I don't know. Be interesting. But anyways, it's going to be coming out, and it's highly anticipated, and I'm sure people will wait in line like, you know, Black Friday. Not me. I've never waited in line for anything. I'm not waiting in line to buy anything. I'm not waiting in line to see anything. No thanks. I can wait. I'm a, you know, patient guy. So, but anyways, kudos to those that will and live for this franchise. You know, to each his own. But anyways, it's, like I say, it's highly anticipated, and I probably will watch it. I'm not going to wait in any line, that's for sure, or sleep out in a sleeping bag in 40 below weather to see a friggin' movie. I can wait. And so we'll have to see, but I think it's, you know, it's the people that love Star Wars can't wait. So, but anyways, we got much more coming up here on the Toxic Wise-Ass Show on Renegade Talk Radio. Again, Merry Christmas to everybody. Hey, what was your favorite Christmas memories? Well, we talked about the TV shows and the movies, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Grinch Stole Christmas, all those shows, and of course, Charlie Brown Christmas was one of my favorites. And as the years have gone by, of course, there's more and more Christmas shows. One of the Hallmark channels, right after Halloween, goes all Christmas, clear till actually New Year's. You know, in my family, we always had the real tree and decorated it, used tinsel and the old-fashioned bulbs. Remember those big light bulbs? They still make those. They're pretty. I always, the big bulbs, old-fashioned. They used to have one called, what did they call corn? Corn cob pipe. They would look like little pieces of corn that lit up. You know, corn cobs. Those were cool. And my older sister and I, we'd get up like at, we had flashlights. We'd get up like at 4 in the morning, 4:30. Oh, it was ridiculous. We were, you know, a couple times we told, get back to bed, like the, you know, we were up too early. We broke the code. We broke the rules. I remember just not being able to sleep, so excited. Get up. And I was big into Lionel trains. I loved my trains. And I was thinking about all the cool toys. You know, we used to go through the Sears and Roebuck catalog and the JCPenney, but mostly the Sears Christmas catalog. I don't think they make that anymore. Sad. But, Toys R Us still puts out a catalog, I think, and some other companies, but I don't think Sears puts out any more Christmas catalogs. But, oh man, I wore those out. Every page. Tinker Toys, Log Cabin, shooting shell guns, motorized vehicles, erector sets, although I could never build anything, but they were kind of cool to have. And toy soldiers, you know, forts, Fort Apache, the model planes, model cars. Oh, just so much. It was so much fun. And as I got older, I used to like to collect movies, like I said, 8mm movies. So I always got those for Christmas. And just so much fun. And I was able to share that fun with other people because I would show movies in my basement, set up a screen, put, we bought real theater seats, serve popcorn. I made the sound with the tape recorder. There was no VCRs back then, folks, and cable was just kind of starting out. Certainly there was no VHS, there was no Betamax, there was no, you had to watch it when it was coming on or you missed it. There was no taping or no TiVo. So we had to watch it while it was on. And if you wanted to see a movie that was on at midnight, you had to stay up and watch it at midnight. So those Christmas memories are good. The Christmas cookies, you know, making the Christmas sugar cookies and frosting them. Christmas cakes, eggnog. Whew, goodness gracious. Making myself hungry here. The apple pies, the mincemeat pies, pumpkin pies. Of course, the turkey. You just got done with the turkey for Thanksgiving, and now you're having it for Christmas, so it was kind of cool. Yep, some great Christmas memories. I'm sure you all out there, if you celebrated Christmas, you have them too, brothers and sisters and family. In college, we used to put up a little tree in the room. You weren't supposed to, but we did anyway. Put up a little tree and decorated it. We had finals like December 10th through the 15th or 16th. Then we got to go home, and I played basketball, and we'd have a break, come back about... back then, you had almost 5 weeks off, but we came back like 4 or 5 days early because we always went to a tournament in Quebec City at Laval University. That was fun. We stayed for about a week playing different teams, UNB, Laval, University of Quebec, St. Thomas University. Very good memories. Canadian people and teams, schools, they were very nice to us, Americans. So... yeah, they were actually nicer to us than some of our own American teams and schools. So, but those are fun memories. And going back after Christmas, back to college, seemed like a long time ago. Or no, it actually doesn't. But it seemed like the college years went slow. But after college, years go by. So, well, this is enough reminiscing here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show, celebrating Christmas. Celebrating the movies, the music, the TV shows. Also in college, we'd get some beers, and the drinking age back then was 18. It was going up retroactively, like 18, 19, 20, 21. Until it hit 21, it would go up a year. They gave everybody like a grace period. And we'd go around to the different dorms, Christmas caroling, and they would throw beer to us. Didn't do that too often because it was kind of cold to be doing that. Here in the great white northeast. Ugh, I can't talk. I guess I have eggnog on my mind. So anyways, we have much more coming up here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show. Merry Christmas to you all.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey, that's it for our show for today here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And we're celebrating, of course, Christmas all December long, every show, right up until Christmas. And we're having a lot of fun. And we hope you're going to have a great Christmas. We hope Santa brings you what you wrote. I remember writing my Christmas letters to Santa. They used to read them on the radio. It's kind of cool. You could hear your name. Ho, 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 and Mark Chaplin wants a big rubber doll. What you going to do with that? No, I didn't actually do that. But remember when I was a little kid, my grandfather in the town that I grew up in, he used to play Santa Claus, and my grandmother played Mrs. Claus. I never knew that till later. I never knew that. They would be at the movie theater where they show free movies, cartoons, Three Stooges. Oh, memories. The memories. My grandmother was quite the cook. She could make a stew out of rocks and dirt. Make a soup out of it. Just unreal cook. Of course, Christmas cookies and Toll House cookies. It's no wonder I'm not 500 pounds. I'm only 400. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. And we hope you had some great Christmas memories. We're going to try to keep you laughing here during the Christmas season. Even though, things in the world not always looking up and bright and some sad things, but we're going to try to keep it happy here. Feliz Navidad, amigos. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year from the Toxic Wise Ass Show. And that's our show for today. And we hope you tune in next time here on the Toxic Wise Ass Show on Renegade Talk Radio. Your place to listen for talk, the best in talk radio. All the subjects and topics in the world. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you and hear you on the next show.
Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland. cozy and comfy, cozy are we. Next up, they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. Like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing.